Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Wow, what a week it's been. If you were paying any attention, you saw something about my interview with Kurt Schilling that went absolutely crazy in every newspaper in the country. MSNBC went ballistic over it with their snarky, sarcastic press. That's what they always do. It's MSDNC. They covered it, and they don't like Kurt, so you can imagine. What am I talking about? Well, first off, let's go back to last week when Kurt Schilling was a guest on my program and announced his possible run for Congress back in Arizona, where he's from. And that I knew then that was going to be a story. I did not know how big of a story it was going to be until Tuesday morning when the Washington Post picked it up from the Free Beacon, and it went absolutely insane from that point forward. Everybody in the world had the story. Every sports outfit or sports broadcast around the country was talking about it at that hour. I couldn't even tell you how many requests I had for news outlets to run the clip. And the Arizona Republic confirmed it with Kurt in an email that what they had heard on my show was, in fact, accurate. Kurt did confirm that. Donald Trump tweeted about it. Now, when Donald Trump's tweeting about it, and my next guest coming up, we'll ask him about it because he knows Donald Trump and talks with Donald Trump. But I think he'll agree. We'll go there in just a second that when Trump is tweeting about it, Trump picked it up and said, wow, Kurt Schilling, possible run out in Arizona. Terrific. Great pitcher, great patriot, something to that effect. You know, the interview had an impact. So we're really proud of that. And if you ever wonder if Armed American Radio is being listened to, now you know. 260 stations around the country. All right. That was big news last week. And I've got a guest right now who was, I was out visiting in Arizona last week as well with Kurt Schilling. And I'm talking about Sheriff Mark Daniels from Cochise County. This guy is the real deal, and I can't wait to bring him to you right now on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. We're going to keep him for the hour, and I want to thank him for joining me and taking time out of being the sheriff in Cochise County to talk with us today. We're going to cover as much ground as we possibly can. Sheriff Daniels, Mark, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend? Have we got you, Sheriff?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. How are you, Sheriff? How's it going today?
Good, Mark. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. I've been looking forward to this. And you know, we've had some off-air conversations over the week, and so much has happened during this week. I know you saw what happened with my interview with Kurt, and you and I have talked to Kurt in between that period. Was it surprising to you that it was as big a news as it was?
You know, no, it wasn't surprising. I mean, Kurt's always popular name. He's an icon in Arizona, and the fact that he helped bring our first World Series to the Arizona Diamondbacks and did it in a fabulous way. And so, no, I mean, well known here. He's a patriot. I mean, I got to know him through some of the events him and I have done together over the last few months. And so, no, it's good to see this. It's good to see a guy that steps up, that believes in our Constitution, believes in our country, believes in public safety, and that's where the angle I take on that. But he's just a down-to-earth guy that, just like you and I, he's out there trying to make a positive difference.
You know, I got to be honest with you, Sheriff. We were sitting listening to you speak last week at the town hall, and we're going to go into some of that conversation. That was just, for me, that meeting, that town hall in Sierra Vista was life-changing to me, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But he leaned over towards me during that meeting. He says, I got to do something about this. If I can make a difference here, I've got to make a difference. Based on what we were hearing you and your staff and the prosecutor talk about, the things that you're up against out there. And of course, Arizona being home to Kurt, he took it personal. So I wasn't really shocked when he said what he said, because when he leaned over and told me that, and that's the kind of guy that he is. You know, it's funny, and this probably won't shock you either, but several candidates in different districts, we were in District 2 where Brandon is running, as you know, supporting Brandon. And some of the other districts, all the Democrats are already fundraising off of him. They're scared to death. Don't make sure he doesn't come here. Send me monies to keep him out of here. They're worried about him, aren't they?
Well, they are. And here's what I like about Kurt. He's got his patriotic views He's true red, white, and blue. But second to that is he likes people. Here's a person that has a lot of fame in this state and beyond based on his athletic ability. But when he was down here in Cochise County, we went out and visited a few places. He's helped me with charity events. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy that's stepping up, that cares about people, that his position is secondary to helping others. His primary is how can I help people? So I think that's so important in an elected position for somebody who's going to serve. I mean, if you don't like people, you shouldn't be running. And here's a guy that likes people, so I commend him for that.
I got to tell you, listener, I took the photograph of the sheriff's son at the firehouse. What, about six or seven guys, right, Sheriff, were there? And the look on their faces is just priceless. The smiles, and you know, we sat there, as you know, for over an hour, just trading baseball war stories with some of the guys who were actually at Game 7 of that series when he was playing for the Diamondbacks, and it was really fun to watch the interaction. Let's start, Sheriff, with this, because I think with Kurt, we're all going to sit back and wait and see. We're just going to watch it unfold, and I was proud of the fact that he announced it here on the show. But why were we there? We were at a town hall on Friday mid-afternoon. And from what I understand, it was originally supposed to be held at the Cochise County Sheriff's Office, but the public, it grew. So we had to move it to the auditorium at the police department building in Sierra Vista, right?
Yes, we put it out. As we had some requests. We do a lot of presentations to congressional folks and beyond that come to Cochise County to see some of the innovation we're doing down here. So when the public was, we did this one for the public, it just grew so fast, we needed a larger auditorium. So again, we moved it over to the police department, and it was standing room only.
It sure was.
Just great to see our community come up and they support the presentation, but also are there to actually see how we've advanced in securing our border here in Cochise County.
You are literally at the tip of the spear in Cochise County along that border. And let me just get this out now. It was life-changing for me to see that and listen to those individuals down on the border and to listen to you speak. I have a lot of what you said on film. I taped it. I've watched it over and over again. It is fascinating. You were showing photographs and clips. You were giving statistics about what's happening down there on that border. And honestly, Sheriff, I don't know if that message is getting out. We hear about the border, but good heavens, what I saw clearly is not what I'm seeing on the quote unquote news programs. There's a disconnect, isn't there?
There's a huge disconnect, and there has been for a long, long time. The reality of what goes on this border, remember, here 6 months ago, the crisis on our border, we were told through the national media that this was a manufactured crisis. Members of Congress were saying this. And what an insult to the men and women from state, local, and federal, and to our community that's absorbed this impact for many, many years. And to hear that on our national media, you can't imagine how discouraging that is. So again, if we had to let the national media lead our marketing, what's going on this border, both the negative and the positive, we'd be in trouble here.
I'm shaking my head. I'm shaking. You know me. You know that.
Right.
You can probably see me shaking my head right now. And having sat in that room, honestly, Sheriff, wow. I'm glad you mentioned that. Manufactured crisis, clearly for political gain in their party. But when you heard, I can imagine how I was. I know how angry I am when I heard that, and I know because I've been there with you on that border. I know, but I can't imagine it to the extent that you can, because you're actually down there on the ground in the air with your crew, with the crew that I met down there, with the cowboy hats and the boots and the guns on the ground fighting this battle. My gosh, when you first heard that, what's the first thing that went through your mind when manufactured crisis? When you're down there with thousands of people coming across that border, what'd you think originally? Now, be careful. We're on national radio.
Well, that's true. And I always try to find a balance in everything I do. It's called hope. It's called optimistic. And it's also called a realistic approach. I take an oath of office, Mark, and that is to support my county and to enhance the quality of life here in Cochise County and beyond. And when I hear things like that, it's truly an insult for everything the men and women of the sheriff's office here have done, Border Patrol that we work so close with, along with our Governor Ducey, who stood up. We've worked so well together here in this county to support our community expectations and causes. And when you hear that, obviously they're talking with opinion. They're talking with political affiliation, sensation, personal agendas, whatever you want to throw, title you want to throw on that, but they're not talking on facts.
Right.
And that's what bothers me. When people in Washington, D.C. that have never been on the border or have never lived on the border, there's two types of borders. One you hear about, one you visit, or those truly that live here and know what goes on this border.
All right,
and
let me stop you there, Sheriff. I have to stop you because we're getting ready to take a break. I want to continue that on the other side. We'll be back on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios with Sheriff Mark Daniels in Cochise County, Arizona, right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's MonsterCast Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. I'm talking to Sheriff Mark Dano out in Arizona. But before I go back to the sheriff, I want to just throw something out here. Coming up throughout the program, you're going to hear from a couple of new sponsors today. You're going to be hearing the rejoins coming in, and you'll be hearing me talk about them. One of them is Defender Coffee. How cool is that? Defender Coffee. Every cup of coffee you drink supports the Second Amendment because they donate 100% of profits after all of their expenses to the gun rights organization of your choice. Also, supply.com. I've been using the product. It's a razor, super high quality. I mean, super weighted, super high quality stainless steel. I've been using the product for months and months. It turns out that the owner and founder, Patrick, and his wife, Jennifer, they're fans of Armed American Radio. They live down in Texas. They're gun owners. They support us. You'll be hearing me talking about them later. So I ask you this, support the companies that support us by putting their money in front of us and behind us, and support the right to keep and bear arms. More about that coming up. Let me get back to Sheriff Mark Danels. Sheriff, welcome back to the show. Let's continue the conversation, please. In the previous segment, you said there are two borders, and I had to cut you off. I'm sorry I had to do that. But you said there were two borders. What is it, the one the public sees and the one they don't see?
You got the factual border, the one that we live and we breathe. That's my citizens and law enforcement every day. Then you have the opinion border, the border that people all have an opinion on, what goes on here in the south, southwest border. And that's the part that bothers us here that live here, all the good work that's going on from the 31 southwest border counties all along. Everybody's doing their job, working hard, and then you have people from other parts of the country that have never even stepped foot into a southwest border county or even seen the border, and then they're the ones trying, members of Congress that are saying, hey, this is what's best for you. Really? I disagree with them. Who's ever making the comment, you know, if Congress really wants to see the border, they need to visit from Texas to California, stop and see the sheriff, stop and see your federal partners, that are our federal partners from Border Patrol, CBP, that are doing an outstanding job for a daunting and tireless task right now because of what's going on this border.
Is it slowing down? Because the numbers that I saw were just astounding to me when I saw them in charts and graphs. And I know Governor Ducey's working very closely with you, and you've been very impressed with the help that you're getting at the local state government level, which is fantastic. I saw the technology that you're using, high-definition cameras from miles away. I also saw the adaptation of the cartels to your efforts and to those cameras and to the work that you're doing. So this is just a nonstop deal, is it? Both human and drug smuggling that we witnessed and saw. Are we making a difference?
We truly are, and we've seen the results here in Cochise County. Drugs are at an all-time lowest in three decades, 30 years. This is the lowest it's been here in Cochise County for drug smuggling in Cochise County. But that comes through efforts, several years of hard work, collective work from all levels of government, to include our community working with us, and it comes also through a prosecution, 100%. So if we get you smuggling drugs in our county, you're going to prison. So that is a deterrent in itself. So why would the cartel come through my county when you're going to pay a toll if you get caught? I call it like a highway. You're going to pay coming through here. Or you go to a county that doesn't have the programs that we've set up. So we're working with our neighbor sheriffs and partners to do the same thing in our neighboring counties. It has made a difference. Our human smuggling is up because I don't have federal authority for immigration, but I do have authority to make sure that these people that are being smuggled in my county are not victims of crimes, which we look into. But I call human smuggling modern-day slavery. It truly is. Everybody in this country should be standing up against that right now.
I saw what you put out on the videos, and it was just absolutely abhorrent to me. I couldn't believe it because you don't see it on the quote-unquote news programs. Listeners, if you really want the deal, MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. I'll be more than happy to have a conversation with you, maybe even send you a couple photographs from my own phone, because I intend on putting some of that up on social media, but I've got so much of it, Sheriff, I just haven't figured out how I can make a movie out of it. But it was really, really frightening to see that. Now, let's talk about firearms, because when it came to the Q&A, after we heard yourself and your sergeant and some Border Patrol, and then we heard from the prosecutor in Cochise, remarkable information, I was kind of taken aback by the fact that a lot of the questions that popped up were Second Amendment related. Now, you're a huge supporter of the Second Amendment. So let's start first with you tell me about the Second Amendment, what it means to you as the sheriff in Cochise.
Well, let me begin by saying this. I am a supporter of the Second Amendment because that is part of our United States Constitution that I take an oath to support. It doesn't say I can say, well, I'm not going to support this part or this chapter or this article. No, I support the U.S. Constitution in its entirety, and I'll continue to do that. Second Amendment comes in that. Now, let me show you how that's applied here in Cochise County. We're the 38th largest landmass county in the country out of over 3,000 counties. By the time do I get some of my citizens, or maybe an hour or 2 hours away, I mean, it might be too late. I just say that. So my ranchers, my citizens, they're their first line of defense. Having the ability to be armed is so important. It keeps them safe every day on their property. The cartels know that. The bad people know that. If you're going to go break into a ranch home in this county, good luck to you. And because these folks know that the Second Amendment's there to protect them.
All right, that was fantastic. Let me go back to that. Let me address something here. The cartels know it.
You bet they know it.
The cartels know, Armed American Radio listener, that the ranch owner whose property that they are violating, their backyard. I don't care if it's 10,000 acres or not, like the Ladd Ranch, Sheriff. Well, 10,500 acres is his backyard.
That's correct.
And these people are not unarmed on this property when they're facing this problem. And I think to hear you, as the Sheriff of Cochise County, remind listeners, whatever their position on firearms are, that the cartels know that the people's land they're crossing are armed. And if they mess with them, it's probably going to be a bad day for those smugglers coming across. That begs the question, are they arming some of the smugglers? And I saw the pictures and I know the answer, but you need to tell us.
They are. You bet they are. We have what they call bandits. They're the ones that are terrorizing even the smugglers. I mean, bandits on smugglers out in our desert, plus the bandits are out there protecting loads too, depending on what the arrangement is with the cartel. But you bet, we have armed smugglers in our county. We know that. We see that on our cameras. And that's who we go after. We see them on our cameras. We get intel. We're going after them right away because they're a huge threat to the quality of life here in Cochise County. And Border Patrol does the same thing, and we work hand in hand on that. So, again, when you have the shared will like we do in Cochise County by law enforcement and by our government leaders, why would you come in here? I mean, because we're going to come at you with like a tidal wave when it comes to bring it on. We're going to come at you. And that's it's what we do here. It's truly what we do.
And I sensed that. I felt that. And particularly, it was extremely evident when I heard directly from those folks sitting behind me that own those ranches that can't walk out or take their horseback, go out on horseback in some of the trails on their own property because they're going to run into these people. And they know it. These are bad hombres. And that's a quote from what somebody there said, not from President Trump. When we come back, we're going to continue this fascinating conversation and go a little bit more conversation in a little bit more depth about it, what it means, the Second Amendment, what it means to those people in the sheriff's county who actually use the Second Amendment every single day to survive. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. That's why the founders wrote it into the Constitution. Don't go away. We'll be back much more right after this. Okay, this one all ends on Friday. My friends at the USCCA are giving you two free chances to win $1,776 in their 4th of July Freedom Giveaway. That $1,776 gets you a Ruger Mini 14 Tactical Rifle, Otis Cleaning System, a 9-line American flag wooden sign, and ammo. But it all ends this Friday. So here's what I need you to do. Take out your smartphone and text GET to 87222. You can do it in seconds. The official rules are on the page, and you'll instantly get two free chances to win $1,776. That's $1,776 just for texting GET to 87222. It's free money. Don't leave it sitting on the table. It's part of a great cause, too. Defending your Second Amendment rights. That's what the USCCA does. They protect responsible gun owners like us. If this is your absolute last chance to get your free Ruger, Otis cleaning system, and 9-line wooden flag. Your two free chances to win are waiting. Don't waste them. Text GET to 87222 to get entered. Again, that's GET to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. The company name is Supply. The product, the ultimate razor, the best you've ever used, and the most incredible accessories to go along with it of the highest, utmost quality. The website, GetSupply.com. I've been using the product for months now, and guess what? The owner, Patrick, and his wife support the right to keep and bear arms. That's why they're on Armed American Radio, spending their hard-earned money to support us. We support them. That's the way the equation works. More about it on upcoming shows. Supply.com, the last razor you'll ever use. Welcome back, Sheriff.
Thanks, Mark.
The Second Amendment, your support of it is second to none. I know that for a fact because I know you, and we've talked about it and discussed it, and I know where you live and the county and what you guys are up against in that county and the threat that you're under. Is it safe? Let me start here. Is it safe to say that Cochise is under significant threat?
Yeah, I think all 31 border counties is under significant threat. 9/11 taught us something, and that is, We need to secure our borders. We need to be vigilant. We need to be smart. And the Constitution says we'll have secure borders as a country. So you put all that together, we're on the front line. We're the front door coming into our country. So anytime our county sits where it's at, we better be working smart down here, which we are.
How does it feel to know that a very large, dangerous, and by you, it's the Sinaloa cartel. We know how dangerous they are. How does it feel for you to know that they know who you are and they don't like what you're doing to stop their activities?
Well, it's real. I mean, where I live is only over a mountaintop and there's Mexico. So It's real to me. But here's the thing, and you can run from them, you can ignore them, you can lay down and act like they're not here, or you can avoid them, and all you're doing is enhancing and enabling a criminal cartel, which I consider close to being called a terrorist. And they terrorize our border communities, both on Mexico side and the U.S. side, in so many ways. And when I ran for this office of sheriff, I ran to enhance the quality and serve the people the best I can, and to build teams and partnerships that we can stand united against those criminal organizations. And we're not going to run from them. We haven't run from them in this county. And I know the sheriff, my 30 sheriffs, all of myself, we stand united against that too. I'm very proud of what we're doing on the southwest border.
You ought to be, because I can tell you with certainty that I can promise you, it's this man that's got them running, okay? But it is, as you just said, it's, as you just heard, listener, it's very, very real. It's very real. This is not a game. There's a tremendous amount at stake. Our national security is at stake, isn't it?
It truly is. And Sheriff, Southwest Border Sheriff, along with up to the National Sheriff Association, we came up with three positions when it comes to border security. Number one is public safety, which equals community safety. We looked at national security, and we looked at the humanitarian crisis that's going on the southwest border. And we articulated those three. We talked about those three headlines that need to be addressed on the southwest border to get it fixed.
Now, I'm going to guess that I know the response to your question here. I haven't asked you this before, but I'm pretty certain what I'm going to hear from you. And I'm going to guess that as a part of all three of what you just mentioned, the armed law-abiding citizen, in at least in your county that you know, is playing a significant role in the safety of your county, assisting you, aren't they?
They truly are. We have a ranch advisory, just the ranchers alone, and we're about 75% agriculture in our county. And I don't know a rancher that is not armed on their property. I do not know one. And they're the first line of defense. Their prevention at its best. And they're the best defense there is out there. People think law enforcement's going to protect. No, we have to have a partnership. And this county, being a rural, large, vast county, they're their first line of defense. I'm their backup when it comes to that. And that's well known. I mean, it's very well known. I mean, if you're going to come in this county breaking a house, good luck to you.
Listener, that's what it's supposed to be. You are hearing exactly why the founders gave us the Second Amendment. Or let me say, don't give it to us, but recognized our Second Amendment rights. I don't want to be misquoted there. But that's exactly why the Second Amendment was, in fact, recognized in our Constitution, for the very things that you're hearing right here, myself and the sheriff talk about. The first line of defense, and listener, you know this, you hear this all the time, but to hear this straight from the man himself. I mean, you're the modern day. I mean, this is the same. You hold the same position Johnny Behan held when it was a territory back in the day of Wyatt Earp, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly true. He was the first sheriff in Cochise County. I'm the 26th sheriff since 1881. It's a true honor. That's a true honor.
That's cool stuff. Now, you know me and my history with Tombstone and how cool that stuff is. The whole thing fascinates me. I'm a huge, huge history buff. And that is. Now, of course, you guys are diametrically opposed to one another. I think politically back in the day, he was not quite the guy you are. But nonetheless, the point that I'm trying to make here is that you are making the point to my listeners of things we talk about here. This is the Second Amendment in action. This is what it's all about. It's why we have it. And it is there to support you. Sheriff, you said 1 to 2 hour response time. I've been in that county. I know how far it is to get from one end of that county to the other. You've got to have a helicopter to react to certain things you see on those intelligence cameras, because you can't get there fast enough by vehicle, correct?
That is true. And we're so large. And then you look at the diversity of terrain, from mountainous to desert to grassland. So having a helicopter has a bird's eye view in so many of our areas. And our cartels work within the mountainous areas. So the only way you're going to spot them is with a helicopter along, supported by our virtual system that we have out there, too. So, yeah, the helicopter is priceless for what we do.
Very important that your ranchers have the opportunity to carry semi-automatic rifles to protect themselves and their property until you can get there in maybe 1 to 2 hours. And that's at breakneck speed, correct?
Yes. By the time I drive one end of the county to the next, and by the time we get the resources, because there's so many rural, remote spots, I mean, yeah, I mean, we've given radios to every rancher, citizen, farmer that lives in an area that they don't have cell phone service, for example. They have a radio that goes right, they can hit the mic and right into our communication center, say they're in duress or they need help right away. And so we enhance their safety by doing that, too.
We were riding with you. I think this is kind of neat. But listener, what I want to talk about is how this all ties together relative to the agencies that work together. you are the Cochise County Sheriff. And in the area we were at, there's the Sierra Vista Police Department. There's Tombstone Marshal's Office and Border Patrol, for example, right in that little area. And as we were riding with you to the firehouse, we heard a call come out. Tombstone Marshal's Office was requesting assistance to the corner of 5th and Allen in the Crystal Palace for a, you know, somebody unruly in the bar. Imagine that. And I asked you, I said, why are you getting that? And you explained to me that it was this, it's the interagency deal. This is how you communicate with each other and make sure that everybody's aware of what's happening, which is not unusual, obviously, in an area your size. But to hear it firsthand and to know that everybody's in there, I'm assuming the Border Patrol heard that as well, right?
Yeah, they monitor us too in a lot of cases. We put together here about 7 years ago, and this has been a dream for many years in a rural county that we have seven city police departments, and then we have the sheriff's office, we have DPS, we have a plethora of federal agencies from ATF to FBI to Border Patrol, Customs, you name it out here. But one thing we needed to do better was the interoperability, the intelligence sharing, and the communications. Thanks to a private donor, we've been able to put a regional communication center together. We all work off the same record system now. So if a city police officer stops somebody on the other side of the county and logs us in our record system, we all get to view that. So now we're sharing each other in a way we've never did before, which has really enhanced our ability to police this county.
Well, I'm going to assume that it will obviously increase response times, too, because you've got somebody that may hear this that's over there and can get on it much, much quicker than you possibly could.
And that's true. It's a multi-badge, one-mission approach, how we consider that. We don't care what badge gets there first to neutralize it until their respective jurisdiction can get there. So, again, it's worked out really well. And that's police, fire, and EMS. So in all aspects of public safety, to include our helicopter, which is we made our sheriff's helicopter a regional helicopter, it helps everybody with Border Patrol, a police department, or the sheriff's office, or the highway patrol.
Great stuff. It's great to know. And then to know that you have the citizens there that have your back, that are armed and able to protect and defend not only the county, but you as well, is huge. And it's giant for the listeners of Armed American Radio to know that, because we're getting such negative, hateful, anti-gun rhetoric from a political party in this country that has shifted so far left. They literally hate our rights. And we never hear this on the mainstream. We never get to hear this. This is why we're hearing it now. When we come back here on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, these Crossbreed Holster Studios, I'm going to tell you about the first question that popped up at the Q&A to the sheriff, and we'll let him answer it for you here on Armed American Radio. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by the Gun Box, Biometric, Keypad, and RFID Gun Safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back.
I can keep talking with Sheriff Mark Daniels, my guest, Cochise County Sheriff, Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff. A position formerly held 25 people ago by Sheriff Johnny Behan in the 1880s. Fascinating, the history here. Sheriff, modern day, town hall at the Sierra Vista Police Headquarters in the auditorium, standing room only, packed with ranchers. People who we're talking about now were there. Those individuals who are dependent on their firearms were standing there. And the first question, I thought this actually fascinated me. After everything that we saw over that couple hours presentation, the first question asked to you was about red flag laws, because they're hearing this stuff on the news in quotes all day long. They're concerned about a couple things: losing their right to have that semi-automatic rifle that we just talked about in the previous segment, and someone being able to say, hey, so-and-so is nutso, take his guns. This is having a real impact with your constituents in your county who have to have what they have to survive. And red flag, let's go there. They're concerned about it. Give me your thoughts on red flags as we're currently hearing about them now.
Well, I haven't read the red flag law, what's being put out there, but I'll say this. I look at red flag in a way that anytime you see something suspicious, it happens every day in this country, in the communities throughout this country, that if somebody sees something suspicious, somebody sees something that's alarming, they contact their local law enforcement, which we encourage them to do, and we'll come in and we'll intervene, depending on what the facts show us. Now, what we're hearing about red flag and what the hype is on red flag is that we just take somebody's gun without cause. The Second Amendment, the Constitution, which would be a violation if we did that, we need to make sure that we have due process, judicial oversight, and the facts to support it, not a law that's based on opinion, sensation. And that's what bothers me. I take my oath very serious. As part of the executive branch, we enforce it based on what the facts say and what judicial says we can or can't do.
Yeah, that's a great response. And there's so much gobbledygook out there right now about red flags. You've got everybody's floating around different ideas. Of course, as you know, the fear of the red flag is that elimination of that 14th Amendment due process where someone can make an accusation, which is what one of the ranchers in Arizona stood up and asked listener about that, about the due process. And Sheriff gave pretty much the same answer that you just heard here. And it's wonderful because there has to be a protection. And that's what our concern is, Sheriff, the same as yours. But you said something interesting that I don't think we, because we haven't had you on, but I don't think we've talked about this before. You're referring, I guess, to like see something, say something, right? As law enforcement, most of your day is somebody calling you because they see something, right?
Yeah, in my county last year, we took 46,000 calls for service. And that were people that said somebody said something that they called us to look for us to investigate, to take it forward. Is there something we can do? If the facts support it. And I look at red flag the same way. If you know somebody that that is doing something they shouldn't be doing, whether it be a gun issue, whether it be breaking into a home, whether it be a drug issue, we want you to call us. But again, we want to make sure that we support the laws the way they're written, not based on, hey, that person says, I take your guns. Let's just go ahead and take your guns today and see what happens tomorrow. That's not how the law works. And if we start eroding the rule of law in this country and ignore the Constitution, we're in big trouble.
We're doomed.
I take that very serious.
We're doomed.
We're doomed.
If that happens, we're flat out doomed in this country. We will lose. The country would be, it's anarchy if we give up that, even a small, just a, well, okay, in this case, well, let's just want. No, it doesn't work that way. That's the basis our system is built upon and our freedoms are built upon. And freedom is fragile. It takes a lot of work to be free, and it takes a lot of responsibility to be free. I guess where I was going with that was, since you do that anyway, why is it necessary to have a red flag law to begin with when in a lot of cases you can act anyway as the sheriff? You can make an arrest. You can, can't you take somebody in for mental health screening already today? Do you need a?
We can. We have good laws in Arizona, and I would conclude that most states do. And when it comes to, if we go to a residence and somebody's, it's called Title 36 in our state, where they're a threat to themselves and others, we can involuntarily take that person in for an evaluation. There's a process that has to be followed, and then it goes into the judicial hands. So it's just like the law enforcement officer exercising an opinion or sensation. He's exercising what the law says we can do. And again, I would conclude that is very similar in all 50 states in the United States. So anyway, red flag means what we're already doing.
You know, that's fascinating. We're going to continue to follow on, it's because that has been one of the arguments against red flags. That's been one of my arguments. And I appreciate you saying that. It means so much to hear from someone in your position that is already doing the work of law enforcement that says, hey, look, you know, basically this is what I'm doing anyway. So why here? Because now it's confiscatory. Now it's coming after firearms and wiping out that due process. All right. So we're hearing a lot of talk now from the political left that we got to get rid of, quote unquote, assault weapons. And I guess my question is, I already know, I don't want to be redundant, I already know what your county and what the people are thinking in Cochise County, of course, because they depend on these weapons, particularly in the very rural areas, which is a significant portion of your county. But overall, when you hear those calls and those screams, and it's the political rhetoric that we're getting, and it's just going to get worse, Sheriff. You know it's just going to get worse until the election.
Yes, I agree.
In 2020. What are your thoughts?
Well, here's the thing. The Constitution provides us a right to bear arms. Now, there are processes that individual loses. One is, and I say loses that right. One is if you're a convicted felon, especially if you're a violent, aggravated felon, you lose the right to bear arms. The other one is under mental health, where it's been deemed by the experts and with judicial oversight that you lose the right to have to bear arms. And there's the only one that would be the domestic violence in our state where a judge can take it away. But that's, again, there's good due process on that.
Right.
So, again, I mean, our laws have worked very well for years and years, way before my 35 years I was sheriff. And we just got to make sure that the processes are being enforced properly and being enforced supported by facts and our Constitution.
Leave well enough alone. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going to leave.
Correct.
That's what I heard. Am I safe in making that assumption?
No, you're exactly. You're hearing me. Yes, you are hearing me correctly. In that is, I mean, to do anything different, I've seen people killed by cars. I've seen people killed in the hands of others. I've seen them killed by guns and explosives in my 35 years. And I always go back to the individual that's making that decision to harm others. And to take the means away, take cars away, take guns away, is not the answer.
That's just common sense. That's not pandering. And to do otherwise, to suggest otherwise, is pandering. We've got to hold the gun industry accountable. For what? The actions of a killer? Wrong. Sheriff,
right.
I've only got about 50 seconds. Here's my pledge to you and to Cochise County, a place I love. I've been visiting Cochise County for over 28 years now. It's in my heart. The dust and dirt from your desert is in my blood, baby. Okay? And I hope to get out there at some point in time in my life, but I will continue to visit. And as you know, I will be seeing you again in just another couple, three short weeks when we go out for the for a fundraiser and also for the Gun Rights Policy Conference. You have my commitment that you have this microphone to get your word out that the mainstream press is not putting out and is failing you on. You have my word. I will give you this microphone. All you have to do is make a phone call, send me a text. If you've got something you need out there, this microphone belongs to you. Sheriff Mark Danels, Cochise County, thank you, Sheriff, for being here and taking time out of patrolling Cochise County to talk with us today on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Pete Brownell, Brownell's coming up next. Don't go away.
Just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.